Yeah, we're holding Daf Yud Gimel Amud Aleph. We'll just start over again from the last Mishnah. We'll start over again. Again, it's Kami Yeshua Baichon. How long do you have time to wait when you eat? Kilu Eichel Kloyes Diver B'Mei. B'Mei Yeshitru is as long as you eat a kisayt, like eating Kloyes, like eating roasted wheat. The Chom and the Chom say Achi Yeshua Metchilu V'Yatzok V'Achilus Pras. Any achila, you have to eat a kezayis, you have to finish it from the beginning until the end, how long it takes you to eat an achilas pras. An achilas pras, that's a half a loaf of bread, Rashi says it's dalet beitzim, the size of four eggs. As long as it takes you, I think we say now the mice, 2 minutes, some say 3 minutes, between 2 and 3 minutes, you have to finish eating the kezayis. Then you chayiv. If it takes you longer than that, then your pot is not called yet an achila. It's not called one achila. What's going to be ochal oichlan tmeim? Somebody ate food that's tamei, the lacher is it makes your body tamei. Or else for shosha mashkin tameim, you drank mashkin that's tameim. The same thing. So here's what ochel oichlin tameim, you eat tamedika food. Or else for shosha mashkin tameim, so lacher is you become tamei. But you have to eat these also in the achilas pras. Shosha revius yain, or else somebody drank revius of wine. For nichtas le mikdash, you went to the base of mikdash. Says chai for that. So all these cases, v'shok, the achilas pras chayiv. If he only waited from the beginning until the end of the drinking of the shrevius, like the achilas pras, he'll be chayiv. But if he waited longer, start from starve, then he'll be potter. Rebbe Elazar Omer, in posak bo, by the drinking the shrevius yain, if you waited a little bit in between, he also potter ready. Or yimnosam bo mayim kol shupot, if you put a little bit of water in it, also potter. If Lezol's the only chayiv going into the base mikdash, if he drank a complete revius of wine without a stop, without a break. Now he boiled up the question like this: Rabbi Meir, that's what Rabbi Meir says in the Mishnah, that how long do you have to wait in between by eating? He holds kilo eichel klois, like eating roasted wheat, but you keep on eating them. So the question is: he boiled Rabbi Meir lechumra kam, is he a bigger machmir? To say that you chayiv even though you eat a longer time than a kdei achilas pras, or lekulu kam, or he's being maker, say no, you potter. Say like this, lechumra kam is the pshat Rav Meir is being more machmir lechumra v'ochi ketorni. This is what Rav Meir means to say. Kilu oichu kloyis means we have to look how long it takes you to eat these roasted wheat. Kilu oichu kloyis, like small particles, to yafilu kulu yoyma, even if it takes you a whole day to eat it. That you cut up your revius or kezayis into very small pieces and eat it nice and slow. Even though you waited from the beginning of eating until the end of eating more than these 2 or 3 minutes, more than the time is the achilas pras, still yichayiv. Since lemaisa, that's how long it like you're continuously eating. So Rashi says like this. If you take up your kezayis and make it into crumbs, and you eat it nice and slowly, keep on eating one after another, let's say it'll take you 2 hours to eat it. So he holds then, even if you wait in between 2 hours, still you'll be chayiv. So means for me, lechumra, as long as it will take you to eat it nice and slow, small pieces, piece by piece. Maybe that's what may sheet lechumra. And on this, v'yom with the rabbanon, the rabbanon say back, no, the yachi shrev the achilas pras, who the chayiv? Only if you eat the kezayis within the length of time, how long it takes you to eat this achilas pras, this half loaf of bread. But yoisim at the achilas pras, if you waited longer, from the beginning until the end, you waited more than these 2 or 3 minutes, then you'd be potter. So that's one way to learn the machlekes. I don't know, maybe no. Lekulukam, every Rabbi Meir is a bigger mekel. Dochi ketorni, this is what Rabbi Meir means to say. Kilo eichel kloyis, when are you chayiv? If you eat it straight, without a break, like you'd eat small pieces. For who the la yistik b'nei b'nei, you did not stop at all. Ah, well, the yistik b'nei b'nei, but if at any time you would stop eating at all, even for a second, ah, fagav the mitchilo v'yatsov the achilas pras, even though you finished the whole thing within 2 minutes, still you'd be potter. Because never a meyer is a bigger mekel. A meyer is the only chayiv if you finish it within achilas pras, but also you don't stop at all in between. But if you'd stop in between, you'd be potter. And this, v'yomol erabonon, the bonon said back, no, kivun de metchilu v'yatsev, de achilas pras, since you finished it from the beginning until the end, within these 2 or 3 minutes, even though you waited in between, still you'd be chayiv. That's the shavuz, remei lechum or remei lemekel. So what's the Torah Shema coming here? So the chom on the chom say at yishoy b'techilas pras metchilu b'yatzav. The chom say that yichayiv if you do not wait longer than achilas pras metchilu b'yatzav. That's what the chom say at yishoy. So like this. Iyam yatavtav yud gimel. Iyam if you tell me now bishleima Rabbi Meir lechumra Rabbi Meir tak is being machmir. And he says yichayiv even though you waited a longer period of time. I know the Tony. That's good. The Chum say no. Achi Yishoya means to say Adi Shoya delay the Achilles Pras. They hold you only chayv if you did not wait longer than the Achilles Pras. But if you wait longer, they hold you potter. But Eli Yam Yuti, you tell me though, Reb Meir Lekula, Reb Meir was the one that's more makel, and he was the one that said as long as you wait, you took a break in between, no matter how small, you potter. If so, when the Chum say, for Chumon, the Chum say they should have said. Im shoni boiler, chum is like they're being more lechumra. They should have said, if you waited. As according to Rab Meir, if you wait any little bit in between, you're potter. The chum is saying, no, even if you wait up until Achilles Pras, till Yechayiv. So they should have said a loshin then, im shoni boiler. So since they don't say that loshin, Eolav Shramina, it's a proof then to say that Rabbi Meir lechumra Shramina. Rabbi Meir shitas lechumra, Rabbi Meir holds that as long as it would take you to eat these small pieces one after another, if you take a break in between the length of that time, you'll still be chayiv, even though it's more than achilas pras. So a may attack is more the chumra, but Allah is like the rabbanim that you only chayiv if you eat it within the time will take you to eat achilas pras. If you wait longer, you'll be potter. Now the Mishnah says, Omer Rav Noi, Omer Shmuel, v'chalovim u'nevela by fats and by animals and nevela, at yishoy metchilo v'yatzoif. How long it takes you to eat Achilles Pras? Now, if you eat a chaylev or a nevela, you only chayiv if you wait to share the Achilles Pras. Of course, that's like a chom shita. Rashi says chom nevela means ochal shnei chatzoi zeisi chaylev or nevela. So you only chayiv if you ate a bechtei Achilles Pras. Oichlin tamei, let's say eat food that's tamei. The locha is if you eat a shear, your body becomes tummy. Shkotzim Ramashim Umashkin, Afilo Koloyem Kuli, even eat it the whole day, for their Achilles Pras, also you become tummy. So we'll soon see what that means to say. Rashi says, Oichlin Tameyim, Shir Lisla Sagviya Bechatzi Pras. If you eat the size of a half of a loaf of bread, of food that's tummy, even though a person does not become tummy if he touches Oichlin's tummy, a person only becomes tummy from an Avatumma. So the food is only rishon atuma, so you don't become tummy by touching it. But if you eat it, midirabbonin, if you eat the shear of a chatzi pras of food that's tummy, your body becomes tummy. With Rashi Mashkim tummy also, first time a good revius, if you drink a revius of water that's tummy, midirabbonin, your body becomes tummy. So it says a filokolium kuloi, shoyi bachilas chatzi pras, even if you waited a long time throughout the day, you ate a little bit in the morning, a little bit at night, interesting. As long as you eat kezayis of it, even though the pras itself is four beitzim, so that's like eight kezayisim. So even though you waited in between one kezayis and another kezayis an hour or two, but as long as each kezayis you wait with the achilas pras, it would be metame your body. So Mora says, Mike, come, what does he mean to say? Omer Torah Hoppas like this. Helchik Tzom, this is what he means to say. Helchik Tzomar. Afilo kola yem kulay. Even if it takes him the whole day to eat this chatzi pras of food that's tamei, still his body becomes tamei. But fu shoycho kizayis b'chdei achilas pras. Means you have to eat a kizayis, every kizayis of it, you have to finish within your 2 or 3 minutes. Because then you wait between one kizayis and another kizayis, an hour or two, that doesn't make a difference. Since it's only with the Rabbanan, this chumrah, your body becomes tummy as long as throughout the whole day you ate a pras worth of this food, this tummy. So Mrs. Mace, I have a question on this. We'll still see, we slug him up. That's what Rav Noi Omer Shmuel said. Mace, I have a question. It sounds like this. Kol oichlin mitstarfin lifsal hakviya. All food is tummy. If you eat a little bit of all types of it, they're all mitzvah put together, v'kachatzi pras, as long as you ate all together, a chatzi pras, that's a half it's a quarter of a loaf of a bread, a pras is a half a loaf of bread. So a half of that means a quarter of a loaf of bread. You ate the size of a half of a loaf of bread, a quarter of a loaf of bread. Of Arthum Tumeyim, your body becomes tummy. So now, my love doesn't mean to say, the Ochle Lechatzi Pras, Bechdei Achilus Pras, that you have to eat the whole Chatzi Pras in the Shir, Bechdei Achilus Pras, Mashmir it all together. So the Kashan Rav Noit, Mor says, no, Lord, it's not the Pshat. It means the Yochol Kizayis Kizayis, Bechdei Achilus Pras. That every Kizayis of it that you ate, you finish that Kizayis within Achilus Pras. But from the beginning until the end, it could be it took longer as you ate it within the whole day. So this won't be a kash on him. Next, another question. It says like this. All type of oichlim tameyim, you can put together to metamo yaguf, if you eat it. Bechatzi pras, as long as you eat a chatzi pras worth of this food this tamei, but it's a fili bechtei achilas pras, mashmi, you have to finish the whole chatzi pras, this whole quarter of a loaf of bread within the shear of eating an achilas pras. Kate, what does that mean to say? Ocha, you ate a little bit of oichot tamei. V'chaz of yoichin, you ate a little bit more. It says clearly, im yesh metchilas achila rishayne, from the beginning of the first eating, v'yad seif achila chorene, until the end of the last eating, k'dei achilas pras, you finished it all within these 2 or 3 minutes, how long it takes you to eat 4 eggs worth of food, is mitzarfin, then it's mitzarfin, then your body becomes tummy. But if you waited yoisimikan longer than this, a mitzarfin. So in this long, it's clearly the kashan rav noi. Here you see, even for this halacha, when you eat the oichot tameyim, that your body becomes tummy, it's only if you eat the chatzi pras within the shear of kadei achilas pras. This is one, two, this is the tiyufta. But now we go on to explain the whole braisa. Then the braisa goes like this. Lo yitiru lecho pokos mikashir leilet v'litvol. Lechatchila, let's say the person ate a chatzi shir of oichlum tumeyim. So loch which his body does not become tummy unless he eats the whole chatzi pras. So let's say he only ate an eighth of a pras. So loch which we do not let him go, tell him to go to the mikveh now. And to say like he wants to go to the mikveh now, and to, we don't tell him to go to the mikveh now. We don't advise him to do it. What's going to be your v'tol? Let's say he did go down to the mikveh now, v'yol, and he comes up, v'shlimoy, and then he finishes off, and the mice, and now he finishes the whole chatzi pras of food, his mitzarfin, he does become tamei. So we don't want him to go to the mikveh, because people make mistakes. People think that since he went to the mikveh helps, and really it doesn't. Because since he only ate an eighth, so his body did not become tamei yet. So that mikveh did not help at all. So when he later finishes eating the other eighth, that now together we ate a quarter of a loaf of bread, then he would become tummy. Is mitzarf. Now, hetiru loy li ubro lecho pochus mikishir. An ubro, pregnant lady, she will let eat of this food tummy, she has a taiva to eat it, will let her eat a pochus mikishir. Since she's pregnant. And it says with mefnei asakona, since if she doesn't eat it, she may get damaged, so therefore we let her eat it. We'll see in the Gemara, we'll have to explain it later exactly what it means. Why in Mifnei HaSakona? Like the Chur, it's Mifnei HaSakona, she should be able to eat even much more. So the Gemara later, we'll see the Gemara later. Chur, she should be able to eat even more. Yeah. Then it says, Kol HaMashkin Mitztarfen Lislas Gviyah. Brevius. Any type of liquid that you drink that's Tamei, if together from all the liquid you drank Brevius, it's Mitamei your body. But you have to drink them all, Bechtei Achilus Pras. Ketzad, Shos, you drank a little bit. V'chos of a shos, and you drank more. Im yesh metchila shti, from the beginning of the drinking, Rishonah, from the first started to drink. V'yad soiv shti achra, till the end of the last drinking. Kadei achilus pras, is mitzarfin, then it is mitzarf. Yoist mikan, if you waited longer than these 2 or 3 minutes, then aim mitzarfin, it's not mitzarf. So again, you see clearly, even to metami yabadi, you have to eat and drink it within the shir of the achilus pras. Hutruloi lamagei, or tomei meis, we say there's a heter hutra lo lemaga tomei meis. Let's say this isha that's nursing a kid, if she touched a tomei meis, means she touched a person that touched a meis, so she really is only a rishon l'tuma now. So because the person that touched the meis is the yavatuma, when she touches him, she becomes a rishon l'tuma. So the matter this mother now lehonik b'no to nurse her own child, or b'no tor, even though the child is drinking this milk, the chiddush is the kid does not become tamei. we do not consider the milk that he's drinking tamed the milk to matam his body, but the kid remains tor. We'll soon see why. Test this brisa. So where it says now katoni mias, what do we learn in this brisa? That a miyesh metchila achila rishayna v'yad seif achila v'chte achilas pras mitzarev. You see clearly, even to matami your body, you have to eat from the beginning until end within the shear of these 2 or 3 minutes. Yes, so to you to the Rav Noi, to you to the Kashan Rav Noi, that he said that his din to matami your body, you could eat throughout the whole day, as long as at each time each kizayis was b'chte achilas pras, but the whole shear of the chatzi pras could be within the whole day. And here it's mashmano, the whole chatzi pras you have to finish within b'chte achilas pras. So this is to you to Rav Noi. Now, oh my mind, what we just said before, lo yitiru lo in, lecho pochus mikishir, levi ribetovel. We do not advise or him, after we ate a pochus mikishir, to go to the mikvah. So, versus my come, what are you saying? Like, what's wrong if he goes to the mikvah? Omri of you, the come, this is what it means to say, ocha pochus mikishir, let the person ate less than a chatzi pras of eichu tomi. So far, his body is not tomi. Is lo yetiru l'ler with litzvah. We do not advise him or let him go down to the mikvah. Why? Because shim yored v'toval v'yolo. Because if he goes down to the mikvah, then he comes up. V'shlimoy mitzdarif. That really the din is, now that he's finished off eating the chatzi pras, really now his body becomes tamei. But he'll make a mistake. V'yos l'meim will come to say, ahani li tefila kamais. He'll come to think and say that, no, I'm not tamei, because I went to the mikvah before. And v'yein yadu, he would not know the loch riz, that shein tefila ela b'yachreino, that the tefila you did in between does not help you, because at that time you were not tummy yet. So really you'll have to make another tefila. So people should not make mistakes and not go to the mikveh again. We tell them look at tefila not to go down to the mikveh when they only ate a chatzi shir, in order to make sure to know the loch, that when they do eat another chatzi shir, then they'll have to go to the mikveh.
Yeah.
Now, Ketani, what do we learn here also? Hetiru lelubra. If you have a pregnant lady, lecho pochus mikishir. We let eat less than a chatzi pras of eichu tameya, but nei asakona. Because it's a sakona, she has a taiva teeth. If not, it's a sakona. So, what's the question? If nei asakona, it's a question, she may die. So then, afilu tuvanami. Why only pochus mikishir? It's a question, she may die. If she doesn't eat it, she should be able to eat as much as she wants. Afilu tuvanami teichel. This is what the Brisa means to say. Hokigatoni. Hutrala liubra pochus mikashir. Period. That we let a noob read less than a shear of a chatzi pras. But afilu tuva mefnei sakona enechanami. But let's say she's b'makom sakona. If she doesn't eat, we're afraid of sakona stafoshes. Then avad she could eat as much as she wants. Then she could even eat tuva. Katoni, what the other Brisa say? Hetiru lamagatomemes. In the case where the mother touched the person that touched the mace, so the mother becomes a rishon l'tuma. We'll make her with her lohanekes p'no. She's allowed to nurse her child. Ubeno tor, and the kid remains tor. The question is, am I tor? Why is this kid tor? Even after he drinks a revius of this milk, even the yonik, since the kid is nursing from the mother, cholav itmalei mecholav, like the milk should become tamei from the mother. If so, the kid is drinking a revius of tamei dika milk, so the kid should become tamei. Pichitem, maybe you'll answer me, lo yischash, you know the milk, but did not have any hechsher. Right, since I said this milk is going into the kid's mouth, so it's like a mashka habol oichel, it's going into the person, so it's considered like an oichel. And it'll only become tamei if it had a hechsher. So maybe no water went on this milk yet. Someone says no. Hatayin nischashe betipo mulechleches al piyadad. That around the breast there's always a little bit of milk that comes out first and stays on the breast. That the kid will not suck that milk. So that milk, like, is only called a mashke. It's not going into the kid's mouth. So since it's a mashke, that's huchsh l'kabel tuma by itself. It doesn't need anything else. So mel all the other milk that passes by becomes huchsh because of that first drop. So if all the milk that comes out should be tummy, so the question is, why isn't the kid tummy then? Omer Rav Nachman, the answer is no. Omer Rabba Baravua, Sheyonik Betkifachas. That means to say what? The kid was nursed very strong. Layaniach Tipim Lachleches Al Piyadad. That the kid nursed all the milk there. There's not even one drop first on top of the breast. So therefore, all the milk that comes out goes straight into the kid. So all that milk is like going into an oichel. So therefore, it needs a hechsher first to kabel tumah. And that oichel was not mekabel, not hechsher So therefore, it never became Tamei. Therefore, the kid's Torah. Some of Rav says on this, no. Shtei Tshuvos V'Dav. I have two questions on this. Chod, the one is, V'Chazina L'Pume D'Yenuka T'Moli Cholof. When you look at the mouth of the kid, we see like the mouth, the lips are full of milk. Where's that milk from? That must be the first drops that stay on the breast. So the kids, so you see there is such a thing that the first drops come out and stay there. And those drops are not aiming to go into the kid's body. So therefore, those first drops is called like a mashke. And a mashke does not need a heksher kabatoma. Water becomes tumah without a heksher. So therefore, these first drops do not need a heksher. Therefore, these first drops are matana, all the other liquid, all the other milk that comes out. So still back to the question, why isn't the kid tumah? That's one question. The yoit, secondly, mokom cholof mayinu. That the maisa, the mother, like she nurses, the milk that comes out is called like a mayin. That it's tummy anyway. And it's tummy even, pokos mikashir, even a mashu should be tummy. Why the Torah learn like this? Cholof isha, the milk that comes out from a mother, metame, that milk is tummy, bein lirotzen, bein shlele rotzen. Whether she had a mind to nurse, whether she didn't have a mind to nurse. You see, it doesn't need a heksher. It's called like a mayan, like a well, from her, that it becomes tameh, even with a mashu, even without heksher. Now she says, it means to say, this lay, the echad me'mayna isha, kuroik like a spit. Even a little bit, and the Havmina now is the milk that comes out is like part of her body. So just like she's tamei, who did the milk automatically is also tamei. So Zaki tamei now, the milk is tor. Bashenkin behemo, and the behemo nurses gives off milk. Ain't matame el rotzen. Therefore, it's not a mayim. Therefore, it's only tamei if you have rotzen. Without rotzen, it's not hooks to kabutuma. So my love shlele rotzen means la nichle. She's not nichle with nursing, and still the Katanya says matame. So here you see, you don't need a heksher altogether on the milk. The milk becomes tummy automatically. It's like echem meberes, like one of a body, part of one of the limbs of the body. So again, the kasha is why isn't the kid tummy? So more like this. Ela rado amarav rosa like this. Haina time of the benot toy. Know why the reason why the kid is still tor? Because like this. The Sofik Yonik Kishir Sofik La Yonik. Taka true, the milk of Adar is tummy. But this halacha, if you drink milk or mashkin, it's tummy, you have to drink a revius. So here it's a Sofik if the kid nursed so much milk or not. And even Vim Tim Slayma Yonik, even if you want to say he did nurse a revius of milk, but still Sofik Yonko Vachilis Pras, Sofik Yonko Vachilis Pras. The Sofik, whether you drank it within the shear of 2 or 3 minutes or longer. So it's like a sveik sveika, that's why we say the kid is tor. This tomb is only with the Rabbanan anyway, so the mokum is sveik sveika, we leave the kid, becheskas is tor, he's still tor. Talmud says, Ula Rava, mokum cholov mainu, is it really true what you said before, according to Rava, that when the mother nurses, the milk that comes out is like part of her body, it's like a mine, like a well of her, is that true? And therefore you want to tell me, like, tor heksh, you don't need a heksh from that milk. If you have now, we learn like this. Ho'isha shenotav cholim edadeh, an isha that nurses milk, v'nofel yav a tanner, and it falls into the ear of a tanner, so tana tamei, the tana becomes tamei. The kashtum, we have a question, is v'mayis chasher, like how did the milk become tamei? Where was the heksher on the milk? So you see, it's not called spam like a mayin, but the milk needs a heksher. V'yom Rav Yechon said, v'tipa mulech lechot, like we said before, piyadad, that first the milk comes out, stays around the breast. And that's called milk. That's called mashke. So mashke is tummy without a heksher. So that first drop is metam all the rest of the milk that comes out. But a koponim, you see, it's not called like a mayin. It's only called like regular mashke. So good. V'chitam, maybe you tell me, Rava le'sovla k'Rav Yechon. Rava doesn't own like Rav Yechonon. For the Gemara, v'tani we learned, yes. V'tani we learned. Nimtzei satam, it comes out like this. That really tisha mashkin b'zoiv. An isha or a man that's a zoiv, there are 4 mashkin that comes out of his body. It's like this, hazeya volechas rucha, the sweat that comes out of the body, or the bad odor, the bad sriach, also some juice that comes out. Vareya, the junk, the waste that comes out. Teru miklum. Those things are totally complete. They have no shaykh of the tumah at all. What about the moiseno, the tears, for damagafta, the blood that comes out from a wound, or else for cholov, so clearly, for cholov isha, or else isha, that the milk comes out from a breast. There's clearly here, metamit tumas mashkin brevius. There's local like tumas mashkin brevius, that's all. But it's not the mashu, it's not considered like a mayan. Reikar, mashenkin, the spit that comes out, zoiva, the actual zav itself, or name rag of the urine, that's metamit tumas hamuro, the cholshu. That has a local like a mayan, and that's mamish tummy with a cholshu. You see clearly that the chol of a venishi, even according to Ravam, is a stamishnia. He is not called like a Mayan. So Sa'akud Rava before said that the Chol of Ish is called like a Mayan. Now, if I'm lifting to tell me now the Mokam Chol of Mayan, then Chol of Nami Nitma Tumme Chamura Mechol Shu, Kizayvai, that Kizayvai V'Roikai, that Akama makes a chilik between the milk and the Roikai V'Zayvai. Elish Ramin, here it's a clear proof that Mokam Chol of Isha, that the breast, when they give off in the Isha, nurses milk, Lav Mainu, it's not called like a well of a body. It's not called like part of it, like Echa Nevereo. But rather, it's only Stam called Mashka coming out of the body. So it's a Kasha then. So it's only called regular Mashka. Then the Churid needs a Hechsher, with Kabul Tumma. So what's Pshan, the Mishnah before that said, Bein L'Rotzen, Bein Shle L'Rotzen, Havimina Riz. Even though the Isha says she doesn't want to nurse right now, she's not Nicha with the milk coming out of her all. So why is the tummy then? If you tell me now it needs a hech, so it comes out, shleil the rotzen, why is it tummy? If it would have been a mine, it would be good. But now we're saying it's not a mine, it's not called like a well. It's not called like reikoi v'zayvai. So then why do we say shleil the rotzen is tummy? Because the yochi is so kasha. Homastis net braisa. The Yom Rav says that metama ben the rotzen ben shleil the rotzen. So what's the stira? How is the tummy even shleil the rotzen? So more answers. Mi sabra, do you really think? Who told you Pshat is? That Shleil the Rotzen, the Yomel and Ichalei, that she's really saying she's not happy with the nursing, as if to say then there's no Hech Shleil Kabul Tumma, and she'd only be Tumma because it's a Mayan. No. I tell you, my Shleil the Rotzen, you know what Shleil the Rotzen means? The Yomel, the Daite, the Tinnik, Krav, the Gabi Cholav. It only means to say that even though she doesn't say clearly, she's happy with the nursing. We say most probably the mother is happy, and most times when the milk comes out, the father, the mother is happy that the kid nurses. So we say in ourselves that most probably in her mind she's happy the fact the kid nurses. There's Shleil Rotzen just means minastam generally. Generally talking, she's happy the fact the milk goes to the kid. But what's going to be? Avul Omar Lenichalei Tor. The mother didn't speak out clearly and say, I'm not happy with this nursing, I don't want the milk to come out now. And then the milk does come out, then that milk will be Tor, then the kid will not become Tommy. Because if she's not Nichalei, that's not Locha, it's not Huchshel Kabul Tumma, then it will not be Tommy. Tenechnami, Tak is called like a regular Mashka, and this milk needs a Huchshel Kabul Tumma, and the Huchshel is from the first Dodim, the first drops to come out, and it will be completely Shleil Rotzen, then it will not be Tamei. But here Shleil Rotzen just means Minaskam generally, but not that she says she doesn't want. Then the Mishnah says, Ochel Ochlin Tameyim. Mora says, Lomili Shia, Smashma, you have to wake the Echil's Pras. What does the Mishnah mean to say? Tiptoni Vishor, or Mavuli Vuli says, Lohokiton, this is what the Mishnah mean to say. Ochel Ochlin Tameyim, if a man eats this food that's Tamei, or else Vishosha Mashkin Tumeim, he drinks liquid as Tamei. Or else Vishosha Revius Yayin, he drinks Revius Yayin. Vishosha Bachilosun Ubishtiyosun the Achilles Pras, even though he has an interval in between, as long as he only waits from the beginning until the end, the Shia of the Achilles Pras, and then Benichtas the Migdish Chayif. But not that the Mishnah means to say you have to wait. The Mishnah means to say just if you wait. Even though you waited this year of the Echidus Pras, as long as you didn't wait longer than that, so Saul Mitzvah, and the Maestro is called one Achila, and therefore, if you go into the Beis Hamikdash, you'll be Chayiv, and not only drink a Revius Yayin, and then go into the Beis Hamikdash. So even though you drank the Revius with an interval, as long as you didn't wait more than Echidus Pras, then you'd be Chayiv. Then it says the Mishnah Reb Lezer Weimer, no, he says by Yayin, if you have any interval where you put some water, you potter. Torah Rabbonin, the Pasuk says Yayin v'sheicher al teish. You're not allowed to drink wine or beer or strong wine, and then go into the Beis Hamikdash Yechayiv, and Yechayiv Misa. Yochel, I would have thought to say afilu kol shu, no matter even a small amount of wine, and I would have thought to say afilu megita, even fresh wine that you just pressed now, within the first 40 days. Talmud Lomino, the Pasuk says v'sheicher, it has to be strong wine. It means more than 40 days old, and an amount that can make you shikr. It has to be at least a revius. It is a nosivele kadele shakr. You have to drink enough to make you shikr. V'kama kadele shakr, how much is it that can make you shikr? Revius yain, you have to drink at least a revius wine. And also ben mem yom, it has to be at least 40 days old. That's the pshat on yain v'sheicher. In Cain, if so, matam ulemi yain. Why is the Pasuk have to say the word yain? Let it just say the word shecher. If all this is included in the word shecher, means strong wine, and wine that can make you shikr, let it just say the word shecher. Don't need the word yain altogether. Is matam ulemi yain. So Marissa says the word yain, lemlof teach like this. Shemulfar renolov kol shu. That the Maisa, there is a lav, no matter how much you drink, and then go to the Beis Hamikdash, they're over lav. Misa you only get if you drink a revius. But there's a lav not to drink any little bit and go inside the Beis Hamikdash. Well, Mesar Renol of Megito, who would then, if you drink fresh wine also, you're over lav. Enechanami, that's why it says the word yayin. Hey, Sheikh Riz no get to the Chiv Misa. Yoni Chayiv Misa, if you drink a revius of strong wine, that can make you shikah. If you drink less than a revius, or you drink light wine, fresh wine, and echami in azor where there is. That the lav there is, not misa. That's why it says the word yain also. Yeah. All right, turn over. We'll continue on the other side.